Mount Mobile. R and 4WHM. Good. Sounds like it might be in a mobile, but other than that, it sounds very good. Good job. Like I said, it sounds like you're mobile. You know, just a little scratchiness in the background, but other than that, I'd never know it was inside.
Okay, that's low power. Is this still making it?
Yeah, you're still in there. It's got a little white noise behind it now, but it's still making a good trip. Audio is clear.
Okay, I said it's a mid, it's a compromise. I think it's 5, 10, and 50 watts. So low is 5, I think mid is 10, and high is 50.
What is it?
It's an ICOM. I don't use ICOMs much. It's a 208H UHF, VHF, FM transceiver. I got two ICOMs, this one and a 7000. 7000 does apers all the time. This was my dad's. It was sitting in a box. It wasn't one of his old ones. It was one that I gave to him because I didn't know he had the old ones, or the old ones weren't working. So I got his old ones working, and this one's kind of got put to the side because those from the 70s are now functional.
Good job. I'm glad you found it and pulled it out of the mothballs and got her back running. I did the same thing with an old Yaesu 1900 FT a while back, and I've got it set up sort of as just a spare, running on a little Arrow 2 meter, 70 centimeter antenna, and it does good as a little backup radio.
Well, with this one, I want to set this one up so that it's connected to a TMF tone generator that I wrote a long time ago, and just got it working again. And now I need a radio to connect it to so that when it comes time to update the date on the repeater, because the repeater's date doesn't change automatically with daylight savings time. So you'll hear it sometimes go into net mode an hour early or right on time, depending on whether it's daylight savings time or not. And I used to be pretty good about that. I used to be set up with a Flex 5000 that did that all the time. But FireWire degraded over time, and that wasn't such a good solution. So, and I've been kind of slack in my duties about keeping it set proper over the last couple of years, so I'm looking at setting up a way to enable me to be more diligent in my duties. And I think this is going to be it can be a dedicated radio dedicated to just programming the repeater from a distance.
Good. Having that radio set up just for the repeater, that way you can have it right when you need it. Don't have to worry about unhooking or programming something different. I put up a new HF antenna this morning I got, and put it up in Inverted B and made some good contacts. Got out to Texas, up to Massachusetts, different places, so I've been playing radio this morning too. Did a little parks on the air hunting, so it's been a good day.
As smart as Dave is, Dave should have an app on his phone to program the repeater, KN4UBG.
I can transmit on 146. Power out of it, more than just a 25 milliwatts. We might be able to do that, but there's just not enough pumps there in a cell phone to make it to the repeater. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good this morning. How you doing?
You have a good Christmas?
miserable. Christmas
Day.
I was pretty bad last night. I say I'm not
going to
do that every year, but every year I do the same thing. How about you?
I just ate too much yesterday. I ate two great big plates. I mean, about everything I could pile on two big plates. And got up this morning and got me some turkey and some dressing and been moving around this morning doing a couple things outside and trying to get a few things taken care of. And I got tomorrow off, and hopefully I can get a few more things done. And then hopefully Friday next week, this coming week, I'll be off again. And hopefully I'll have three more days to get a few more things done. Think about getting out there and trying to climb that tower, man. Yeah, I hadn't been on the radio in a while, so I hadn't heard anybody come up with anything and hadn't had no telephone calls from nobody, so I don't know. Need to find somebody to put some antennas on top of that thing.
To find people that work on towers. The old guys that used to do it a long time ago just aren't climbing towers anymore. I don't know of any of the younger guys that are in the bed to be able to do that, to learn how to do that, but it'll happen. If you have to pay for this stuff, those guys, they make $300 or $400 a step as they're going up the tower. Bill said something to me about a spare slot that I had on my Alpha Delta antenna switcher. I'm going to walk over to the other side of the room and see if I can find the end that we used to plug into the flex that's no longer there, and bring it over here and plug it into this radio and see if I can get clear on 5 watts so I don't have to run 10. But anyway, Bill's out mobile, Kevin. So Kevin, I don't know if you've met Bill or Bill if you've met Kevin, but Kevin, meet Bill. Bill, meet Kevin. I'm stepping over to the other side of the room to find my empty coax. W4DJW.
All right, Dave. W4DJW. Well, how you doing out there, Bill? Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I had a great Christmas. I'm at the grocery store now getting some canola oil so I can make some more cornbread. Got to have some cornbread with some of the leftovers, so just making a quick trip into town and talking on the radio a little bit. I heard you had a good Christmas talking with Dave, so hope it continues to go well for you and for WHM.
Yeah, I had a pretty good Christmas, and I can't complain that everything went pretty good. Had a really good dinner, and, you know, everybody got together, and I got a little bit more running around to do. Got so late on me last night. Our family down in Greenwood, you know, they was at their in-laws' houses. And we didn't get to go down there last night, so we're probably going to go down there today and drop some presents off to them and speak with them for a little bit and head back. But, yeah, I hadn't been on the radio too much, man. The only thing I got going right now, I got the one in the work truck going. I got my base here going. And car kind of broke down on me the first Saturday in December. We went to a parade up in York County, up in Hickory Grove. And my old boss man, and on the way back from there, my car messed up, and it's been in the shop, so I took the radio and antenna off of it, so, you know, nobody wouldn't be playing with it, or get gone, you know, a $400-some-dollar radio and antenna. And the one in my personal truck, I had to rob the antenna off of it to put on my work truck, because somebody stole my little antenna out of the base. So I got to find me another antenna to put back on my personal truck. Or just wait after the first year and buy me another one.
If you wait, or if you look, I know Gigaparts and Radio Diddy are both having after Christmas sales on a lot of stuff. You might could get a little antenna on the cheap right now, a little mag mount or something. I was looking at their site earlier this morning. I had ordered a MFJ MFED, and put it up in an inverted B, and I was surfing the internet looking at their sales. They got some pretty good deals going on right now.
I had to pull them up. You said Gigaparts, and what did you say the other one was? Is that the one done in Atlanta?
It's HRO, which is in Atlanta and other places, and then you got Radio Diddity. And it's all of them are running some Christmas, after Christmas sales. Everything from power supplies, antennas, to accessories. So you might find something on the cheap. You never know.
Yeah, I'll check that out, man. I'll get on there after a while and look at some of that stuff and might order me one. I mean, I ordered a little tram off of Amazon, and it was like just like the one that somebody stole the antenna out of. I don't know what they done, man. I don't know if one of the kids around the neighborhood had seen it and just grabbed it. But it was on the truck when I backed in the yard that night. And got up the next morning and got to work, and my base was hanging down almost to the ground in between the cab and the bed. And, you know, I mean, being screwed in, I don't think it would have fell out. But I guess they broke the coax in the base, so I never could get the antenna right. I mean, we tried to cut another one for it. It never did work, and I just chopped up a really nice antenna for nothing. But turned around and I tried that one, and the only place I could get it right at was at the bottom of the band and on 2 meters. And it never could get it close to the center of the band, so we determined that the wires probably pulled loose on the inside of the antenna. I guess they was trying to take the whole base and couldn't get the base off, so they just jerked the antenna out of the, you know, out of the little hole where the little Allen head holds it in there. But I got another one up there now. About a, I guess it's about a $20-$25 antenna. Does just as good.
Two kids messing around, getting into no good, but yeah, they're not too expensive, so they can be replaced. But well, I'm designated here at Ingalls in Hartwell, Georgia, so I'm gonna run in and get that oil so I can go home and make some cornbread and get ready to have some leftovers. So good talk to you, Kevin. Hope to hear you on the radio more. Like I said, this is Bill over here in Hartwell. I stay on a fair amount. Call is N4WHM, and I'll be clear on your final. 73, my friend.
You said, oh, man, I done forgot now. N4WHM, right?
Number 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, N4WHM.
Yeah, man. I usually come down to Singing Pines down there some and do some fishing and some cooking there during the summer. Or either over there, if you go into Hartwell, Georgia right there, there's a little road that turns off behind, I can't remember what that is. It's on, I think it's on down past the Ingalls. It makes a right and it goes back there to a big landing back there. I mean, there's only one way in, one way out. It's like an island back in there. We go back there to them picnic areas sometimes and do some cooking and fishing and some summer get-together there. But, yeah, I know where you're at over there. I'm over here in Fountain End, South Carolina. But you have a good one there, and we'll talk at you later. N4HLM, KN4UBG. Well, you have a good one. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk at you later.
See you, Kevin. Have a great day. 73s. M4WHM clear.
W4DJW. Hey, I switched antenna. Can you tell any difference?
We're still in a repeater, but you're down in the white noise there. It was definitely better on that other antenna. You might try turning up the power. M4WHM.
And then noise. I mean, he's, I can hear him in there. I can see the scale, you know, come in, but he's way down in there.
Yeah, you're coming in over here in the Pelza area too, but it's very, very wind and white noise.
Okay, well, it might have been a bad moment for the repeater. I just bumped the power up to full power, and then I'm going to back it back down again. Is it clear this time?
Clear? I mean, I can hear you a lot better, but you still got a little bit of white noise in there with you.
I can hear you guys a whole lot better, but I may have a bad, that may be why I don't use that portion of that switch that much. I mean, fiddle with it some more. Appreciate the feedback. W4DJ.
W4DJW. Well, you have a good one out that way, Dave. I'll say 73s to you, and I'm going to hop off here and go to a buddy of mine's house and put in some headlights in a Toyota Tacoma. But I'll be back in here later on this afternoon. Y'all have a good one. 73s, KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
KO4NNH. Hey, Dave, I'll be here listening, monitoring for a little bit if you want to pop back in, try another radio or antenna if you want. I'll be here for another 15 minutes from the look of it. KO4NH, monitoring.
Okay, Fred, this isn't that same radio. This is back to my normal radio. That one I took offline. I'm going to change out the jumper cable on it and see if that fixes it. It could be a bad switch. I believe I had one switch that had one bad position. Anyway, appreciate it. I'll give you a ping if I get it done before you leave. W4DJW.
Yes, to clear that time. I heard you pretty clear, a lot clearer than the old one. But, yeah, I'll be hanging around for a little while. The KO4 at NH.
Ammo.
HM, KO4 NH. Morning, Bill. And I'm way home from Greer and from Chris and my family. How about yourself?
I go to Ingles, pick up some oil so I can make some homemade cornbread and have a little leftover. So, just enjoying this beautiful day.
You definitely put it good there. Today is an absolutely beautiful day. Perfect temperature, perfect weather. Man, I could not ask for a better day.
I mean, there's not a cloud in the sky. Good, comfortable weather. I got out and put up a new antenna I got for Christmas for my HF. Put it up in a dirty V this morning. Made some good contacts and hunted POTA for a little bit. So, just been playing radio this morning and taking it easy.
Good morning. I was actually helping my dad, KI4MRA. I was actually helping him with his new handheld I got him. He got a one of the ST3D. He's been wanting it for a while, so I was helping kind of set it up so whenever he flies back out tonight, he can use it while he's overseas.
Yeah, I was playing with mine last night, or one of mine. I seem to have several. And the one I got playing with last night is one of the Anytone 878 DMR. And I got to mess around with it and got it back on DMR and played with that and talked to a guy in Scotland and England and some in the U.S. just playing around. I don't get on DMR too much, but it's just another tool in the box.
I got a little ST70D VAV radio. It's I've been messing around with Fusion here and there, but I wanted to mess with it last night, but I decided against it. I was having a lot more fun with the family than I thought I would. But now I jumped in the net last night real quick. I didn't even know I could hit the repeater from where I was, so I said, "What the heck? I might as well try." But so if you don't mind me asking, how is DMR exactly? Is it good? Is it bad? I've never really messed around with DMR. I've only ever messed with Fusion.
I'm mobile, so it's a little scratchy, but I heard you ask what was DMR and what was the rest of that.
I hit one of the dead spots that quickly. Sorry about that. Now, I asked, how is DMR? Is it good? Is it bad? I mean, how far can you get off it? It looks like you, but it's not like you.
I mean, that's another way to communicate. I mean, you know, it relies on the internet, and you can buy a little five-star modem for as cheap as $60, already assembled and loaded with software, or you can build your own for about half that if you're in the tinkering with toys. But as far as once it's up and running, I mean, it's about as clear as talking on the repeater here. And like I said, you got all the different talk groups you can get into, and you can talk, you know, around the world. There's a lot of people on it, over close to 250,000 registered, I believe.
I didn't know that. Is there any DMR repeaters, hopefully? I've been debating trying to get a handheld that has more, that fits more to this one, not just this part of the state. There's hardly any fusion repeaters I can hit around here.
It's a pretty, you know, feature-rich radio. You can Google them, and depending on exactly which model you want, they're any, you know, they can be pretty cheap or a little more expensive. But I like the DMR. Like I said, it's just another tool in the toolbox to communicate. And I've got it set up where I can run it through a hotspot on my phone to the internet, so it's, it's just something to play around with. A lot of people say it's not real ham radio, but I don't know. I'm talking to people, so that's all that counts to me.
Yeah, I use APRs in my mobile rig here. I got a FTM-300D in my car. It's actually the one headless unit I've been searching for that actually fits perfectly exactly where I wanted it. It's the only radio I've seen to find that does that, but you know what, I can't complain. I absolutely love the Pretium, but I messed around with APRS, and honestly, in my opinion, if you're making contact, you're still finding AM radio. Open the internet or not, in my opinion. I mean, maybe there's remote, but still, you're still making contact with computers or HF, even if I had to throw that out there, but that's just my opinion there. And I'm more on the young side, but that's just me.
KO4NXP. HMID. Yeah, that's the way I am. If I'm talking and exchange call signs, I've made a contact. Whether it's FT8, JSA, HF, UHF, VHF, whatever. It's still, you know, SDR radios are coming popular, and you know, so it's, that's converting everything digital and, from analog to digital and vice versa. So it's an ever-growing hobby, and, I enjoy it. I like playing with the radios and antennas, and it can get a little expensive, but other than that, it's a great hobby.
Well, Bill, I've actually hit one of my destinations along my way home. I actually run inside, grab a couple things from the store real quick before I actually get home. I'm actually in the quote-unquote dead zone of Telzer. I can't seem to hardly hear their peter this as I leave this area. So, I want to say 7-3, Bill. It's been nice talking to you, catching up again. KO4NH, I'll be clear after your final.
Hey, good talk with you, and hope the rest of your short trip is home. I'm pulling in the driveway myself, so perfect timing. 73's, my friend, is M4WHM. I'll be clear.